You're listening to SBS News.
A dual Brownlow medalist, two-time premiership player and 2014 Australian of the Year, Indigenous AFL star Adam Goods was cheered by fans for most of his sporting career. But in the 2 years leading up to his retirement in 2015, the Sydney Swans champion was haunted by relentless booing from crowds across the country. His experience is chronicled in The Final Quarter, a documentary which premiered at the Sydney Film Festival last week. Ian Darling is the film's director.
Before I knew it, suddenly Adam had left the game. He'd been literally booed out of the game, and as a nation, we'd sort of buried the whole episode under the carpet, and we were too afraid to really explore what had happened and how we could let one of our greatest sporting champions be literally booed out of the game.
At the time, prominent media figures dismissed the booing as a reaction to Good's confrontational personality. Even today, some maintain the Swans player provoked fans by performing an Indigenous war dance on the field and pointing out a teenager in the crowd who called him an ape. Ian Darling says the facts laid out in the film tell a different story.
Everything he did, there was a different angle on it, but his celebratory war dance during Indigenous round was taken out of context as though it was this aggressive, angry man doing this sort of vicious dance, rather than a celebration of Indigenous culture during Indigenous round. Just these untruths that were adding to the narrative, and I think that's what the film reveals.
Many now argue the booing was racially motivated and should have been called out for what it was at the time. The AFL released a statement just ahead of the film's release, apologising for its failure to protect Adam Goods.
We apologise unreservedly for our failures during this period. Failure to call out racism and not standing up for one of our own let down all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players, past and present. Our game is about belonging. We want all Australians to feel they belong and that they have a stake in the game. We will not achieve this while racism and discrimination exists in our game.
Geelong star and AFL Players Association president Patrick Dangerfield says he wishes he'd done more to support Goods at the time.
Probably at the time, I was just naive to it, and I think as a lot of us were. You certainly look back and reflect and go, how did none of us stand up and really put this on the agenda?
Speaking on Seven's Talking Footy, he says the entire industry fell short.
Well, I don't think anyone really did it as hard as what we should have. Really stand up. We condemned it at the time as a PA, but if we had our time again, would have we gone 10 times harder? Absolutely we would have. But I think the whole industry would have. I think we would have pulled each other up and said, this is not on.
AFL Players Association Chief Executive Paul Marsh told Radio 3AW the documentary should be shown in schools to teach students about Australia's Indigenous history.
I don't think we do a good enough job within our schools of teaching our kids about such a fundamental and important part of our history. So this is a great piece for our kids to be seeing, you know, and through the lens of a game that most people like or love. And I think there's a real message.
The Final Quarter director, Ian Darling, says he hopes the documentary will help make Australians more aware of what's called casual racism and the impact it can have on the lives of those targeted.
We're all capable of racism, whether it's casual. You know, I think there's an unconscious bias still in us all, and I think we've got to recognise that. And I think we've got to be prepared to have that conversation and not be defensive and walk away from it. I think we've also got to recognise that we've got to be much greater listeners, that I think non-Indigenous Australians are too quick to judge and not to listen. And I think that's what's happened over this period. If only we listened to Adam and to what he was saying and how that represented the voice of Indigenous Australians, I think our responses would have been different.
A second documentary about Adam Goods, directed by Stan Grant, is due to be released later this year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.